MIT research scientist says kids should not receive COVID vaccines. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 15, 2022. A research scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, said Thursday that parents should do everything they can to avoid giving their children the coronavirus vaccine, insisting that the potential harm far outweighs the benefits. "I think it is outrageous to be giving vaccines to young people because they have a very, very low risk of dying from COVID," Dr. Stephanie Seneff said in an on-air interview with Laura Ingraham on Fox News Thursday evening. Seneff, a senior research scientist with MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, said the possible benefits for children from the coronavirus vaccine are minimal, and when you look at the potential harm from these vaccines, it just doesn't make any sense. "Especially with repeated boosters, such treatment will be devastating in the long term," she added. "Parents should not be pressured into having their children vaccinated," Seneff said, "and rather should do everything they can to avoid it, absolutely everything they can." In a 2021 article co-authored with Dr. Greg Nye, a naturopathic oncologist, and published in the peer-reviewed International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research, Seneff noted that the exceptionally rapid movement of these vaccines through controlled trials and into mass deployment raises multiple safety concerns. "Insufficiently researched," the article asserted, "is the vaccine's potential relationship to a wide range of both acute and long-term induced pathologies, such as blood disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and autoimmune diseases. The accelerated and unprecedented production of the vaccines means they have no history and context against which to fully assess risks. Hoped for benefits, safety, and long-term viability is a positive contribution to public health," the authors stated in the 42-page article titled "Worse Than the Disease?" Reviewing some possible unintended consequences of the mRNA vaccines against COVID-19. Follow at Williams Rome.